To God be the glory. I met a person who constructed an apartment building, 20 rooms. And I asked him, malapit na bang matapos yan, Brad? And he said, yes, it's almost complete. And how much is the room? So he told me the price. But he said, namimili po kami ng tenant. We do not just accept anybody. Ayaw namin yung mga kriminal mag-rent ng apartment, yung mga nag-deal ng shabu. People who are wicked, we do not want them. How do you know? When they give you a check for 12 months, they're willing to pay. How can you have a background check? But that is what we want. We want people around us to be good. Because if they're not good, if they're bad, then they will affect us in some ways. And so we try to do good to them so that they will also do good to us. And someone asked me, Pastor, is the salvation in the Old Testament based on good works? As in the New Testament, it is by faith. And I told them, it's very clear in the scriptures that it's not good works, not even in the Old Testament. Because the book of Hebrews is very clear that even Abraham, David, and a prostitute by the name of Rahab, all of them entered the kingdom of God not by good works, but by faith. And so are those who are in the Lord Jesus Christ. We enter the kingdom of God by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. But kung tayong papipiliin, gusto talaga natin mabait yung mga kapitbahay natin. Kahit na hindi sila magpunta ng langit, basta mabait lang sila. Because they will affect us. But what's the difference between a person who has faith and a person who is an unbeliever? Palagi na natin pinag-usapan yan. What's the difference? What are the marks? What are the characteristics of a person who is a believer in God, whether in the Old Testament or in the New Testament, versus a person who is an unbeliever, who is wicked, living a life of godlessness? Kindly turn your Bibles to the book of Psalms. Psalm 112 says, praise the Lord. Blessed are those who fear the Lord, who find great delight in His commands. Their children will be mighty in the land. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Wealth and riches are in their houses, and their righteousness endures forever. Even in darkness, light dawns for the upright. For those who are gracious and compassionate and righteous, good, not bad, not evil, good will come to those who are generous and lend freely, who conduct their affairs with justice. Surely the righteous will never be shaken. They will be remembered forever. They will have no fear of bad news. Their hearts are steadfast, trusting in the Lord. Their hearts are secure. They will have no fear. In the end, they will look in triumph on their foes. They have freely scattered their gifts to the poor. Their righteousness endures forever. Their horn will be lifted high in honor. The wicked will see and be vexed. They will gnash their teeth and waste away. The longings of the wicked will come to nothing. May God bless us upon the reading of His words. When the book of Psalms was written, Jesus did not yet come. Because if David lived 800 or 900 years before the birth of Jesus Christ, the believers in the Old Testament did not have any idea except through the prophecies that they read. So their theology is not as complete as our theology today. Because Jesus was not yet born, he was not yet crucified, he was not yet buried, he was not yet raised from the dead and ascended to heaven. And yet, even during their time, people already had faith in God. And that's the only requirement for them to enter into the kingdom of God. It is not completeness of knowledge. It is what you know and you responded to it in faith. And so we notice here that there is now a contrast between the believers, whether in the Old Testament or today, and unbelievers, both in the Old Testament and also today. This psalm is divided into three parts. The first part is from verse 1 to 4. The second part is a repetition or confirmation of what was said in the first part, but only said differently. And the last part, which is verse 10, is the contrast between a believer, a person who has faith, a person who fears the Lord, who finds great delight in his commands, and a person who is wicked, a person who has nothing to do with God. The psalm is introduced or opened with, "Praise the Lord. Blessed are those who fear the Lord, who find great delight in his commands." Now, you understand the meaning between compliance and having delight. Iba yun. Yung compliance, para lang hindi mahuli. But yung great delight, talagang masarap sa kanya makinig ng salita ng Diyos. When a person who has faith in God hears God's word, because in the Old Testament, preaching was not really popular in the Old Testament. It is reading the scriptures. Every day the word of God was read in the temple, in the synagogue during the time of the Lord Jesus Christ. And when a person who has faith hears the word of God, hears the command of God, he will respond by saying, "Yes, Lord. Para talaga sa akin yan. Your words are really for me. You are instructing me. You are correcting me. You are rebuking me. You are encouraging me. You are informing me. Thank you, Lord." Yun ang response of a person who finds great delight in his commands. He enjoys it. But a person who simply complies, when he hears the word of God, sige man na siya lingi-lingi. Sayang, wala man siya diri. Para gyud ni sa iya ba kaning mensahe? Para gyud ni sa iya? Maigo gyud ni siya ba? So instead of saying, "Yes, Lord, thank you that this message is for me," a person who does not delight in God's word simply complies with God's word, looks at others. The word of God is for them, not for him. When a driver passes a red light and an enforcer would apprehend him at tatanungin, "Hindi mo ba nakita yung red light?" "Nakita po." "Bakit ka lumusot?" "Ay, hindi kita nakita." "Wala man ka." So it's not really having a great delight in obeying God's command. It is basideg makalusot. That's a big difference. And so a person who finds great delight in God's command, a person who fears God, in verse 2, ito yung declaration ng Panginoon. Their children will be mighty in the land. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Wealth and riches are in their houses, and the righteousness endures forever. Now, this is not a promise. This is a declaration from God to those who delight in His ways, those who fear Him, that you and your family, your descendants, will experience abundant blessings. You know, sometimes I feel hurt when people say, you are a graduate of a Bible college. You have a master's degree or a doctoral degree. Ayaw yung kag-adto to sa bukid. Kay way kwarta dito. Nya wa pag yung signal, mabuang ka o pangitag punuan sa lubi. Asa ka baga kita. They despise. They despise because these are people who are uneducated. People who perhaps are backward in their culture. But don't you know that even if they started that way, the moment they surrender their lives to the Lord Jesus Christ, they will not end that way. Because the declaration of God is that their family, their children, their descendants will be mighty in the land. I was invited to preach on a Thanksgiving celebration of a church that is about 90 years old. When that church started, there were only 4 people who were worshiping under a mango tree. They were uneducated. There were no roads going to that place. But after 90 years, if you go back to that place, your heart will be filled with joy, because the church is in the middle of plantations. And yet every Sunday and Wednesday, it is filled with people who are worshiping the Lord Jesus Christ. The first generation is already gone. But the second, the third, and fourth generation, di nakakabalungan ni tibo di na sila sa una. In fact, some of them are in Japan today. Because the Japanese were there before the Second World War, pretending to be owners of plantation. Pero mga espia dito. They were preparing for the invasion of the Japanese. And these Japanese intermarried with the natives, the indigenous people. And their descendants are now in Japan because the Japanese are very particular with their descendants. When a person fears God, yes, perhaps he starts that way, but his descendants, his children, his family will be blessed by God. Sino sa inyo ang fans ng isang couple, mag-asawa? And I think they have more than 2 million followers on Facebook and YouTube. Ang pangalan nila is Don Petok. I don't know if you have encountered them in Facebook. The man is a Blaan. The lady is a Tiboli. Pero di na nimo mailahan ng mga Blaan and Tiboli. When they sing, I tell you, they can sing with a good English accent. Maybe their great-grandparents were up in the mountains without education. But the declaration of God is true. That your children, your children's children, your descendants will be blessed that even in darkness, light dawns for the upright, for those who are gracious and compassionate and righteous. And the second part is more of a repetition of the first part, but stated differently. It says, good, not bad, not evil, will come to those who are generous and lend freely, who conduct their affairs with justice. Surely the righteous will never be shaken. They will be remembered forever. They will have no fear of bad news. Their hearts are steadfast. They trust the Lord. They do not trust on people. They do not trust on anything. They trust God. Their hearts are secure, and they will have no fear. Many people have problems with their hearts. And by the way, I hope that some of you can attend one day seminar, which will be conducted by Dr. Angelica Enriquez Cabarón. She has a PhD in psychology, and hopefully she can help some of us to have a heart that is secure, because some of us, our hearts are unstable. You can look at the monitor, it's really unstable. Unstable talaga. But those people who fear God, we have no fear. Even if Iran will rain 1 million missiles and drones upon Israel, we have no fear. Someone told me, Pastor, it's alarming that there are hundreds of Chinese pretending to be students in the Philippines. Eh, matagal na yan. Ginawa na yan ang mga Hapon noon. They sent hundreds of so-called planters, yung pala mga spies. Yes, they won, but they were also defeated. Because God's children will continue on and on in the midst of oppositions and difficulties. In the end, verse 8, they will look in triumph on their foes. We do not trust in technology. Akala siguro ng Israel, safe na sila because of the Iron Dome and the allies that are around them. 99% of the missiles and the drones that Iran unleashed were blocked by the Iron Dome. 1% nakalusot. E paano kung nuclear head ang karga noon? Israel would have been wiped out from the map. And if Iran will continue to rain missiles, maubos yung Iron Dome. Because if you depend on your technology to save you, your enemy will develop a better technology to destroy you. If you depend on your weapons, on your soldiers, your abilities, your enemy will find more weapons, more soldiers to defeat you. But those who fear the Lord, those who delight in His commands, they have no fear. Because in the end, those who would try to destroy us will end up being destroyed. I was reading about the Mongolian Empire. Perhaps some of you have also read it. In the 12th and 13th century, the Mongolian Empire conquered China. Very big place. Na-conquer ng China. Ng Mongolia ang China. They conquered Eastern Europe. They conquered the Persian Empire. They killed millions of people. They thought they were gods. Many churches, thousands of churches were destroyed when the Mongolian armies marched towards Eastern Europe. But where is the Mongolian Empire now? A very poor country. A big area with only 3 million people, because it's very difficult to survive in Mongolia. You freeze during winter, you fry during summer. It's very clear. Those who fear God, those who delight in His commands, will look in triumph on their foes. They have freely scattered their gifts to the poor. Their righteousness endures forever. Their horn will be lifted high in honor. So this is God's declaration. I want you to open your arms and accept it. This is yours. For you and for your family. Just this week, several parents came to me and said, Pastor, please include our children in your prayer. Kasi parang season of examinations. Merong board exams sa mga medical doctors, board exams sa kung ano-ano pa, mga engineers. I think this week, it's the accountants turn for examination. They say, Pastor, please pray for our children. We want our children to succeed. They went through college, through high school, to elementary. Ayaw naming maranasan nila yung naranasan namin. We want their life to be abundant. God has already declared that. That if you have trust in Him, if you delight in His commands, not only you, but your children's children will experience God's blessing. But the contrast is in verse 10. Kung ito yung nangyayari sa mga tao na merong pananampalataya, good things will come to them and good things will come out of them. That's the natural thing. Good things will come to you and good things will come out of you. On the other hand, the unbelievers, it says here, the wicked will see what is happening in your life and they cannot understand it. They will be vexed. Now, the other translation for this, they would be confused. Why is this happening to you? We are doing everything to destroy you. And yet, you cannot be destroyed. Dili man ka manikas, di man ka manglimbong, di man ka mangawat, nganong buhi pa man kahangtod karon? That will confuse the unbeliever. Because to the unbeliever, in order to survive, you have to do those things. And it is usually fear that drives a person to do evil. For example, if you know that your neighbor is going to kill you, unahan mo na. Magpadala na kagbakukang. Para budako yan tiyan. You kill him before he kills you. That's the way of the unbeliever. Preemptive. If you know that they are manufacturing a weapon that can destroy you, do you destroy that weapon first? If they kill 20 of your people, kill 2,000 of them. If they destroy one building, exterminate one village or one city. It's because of fear. But God's people do not fear anything. Because this is already declared and this will happen and the unbeliever cannot understand. Because his mentality is, you have to be fierce to survive. Why are God's people not only surviving but thriving? It's because God has already made the declaration. But of course, not everybody will choose to be believers. Even if this was written a long time ago, in fact, this was already available a long time ago. But people would choose not to believe. One day, a preacher and a soap maker, kanitighimog sabon, they traveled together. It was in the 1800s, no buses, no cars, so they took a stagecoach. Kana bitong guyuron sa kabayo. And since the journey was quite long, they were conversing with each other. And this soap maker was an atheist. He was an unbeliever. He did not believe in God. And when he realized that his companion was a preacher, he tried to ridicule the preacher and said, "Kayong mga preachers, wala kayong silbi. You are useless. You are irrelevant because you are talking about goodness. You are preaching about righteousness. You are preaching about justice, respect, equality. But you look at the world." Can you imagine in the 1800s, wala pa internet, daghan na siyang nakita? Labi na karun. You have the TV, you have internet, you see what happens in other places. So if that atheist was complaining, your preaching is ineffective. Why is it that the world is filled with people who are bad, who are evil? And the preacher was just listening. And they passed by a town with many stores. And along those stores, they saw a little girl, an American girl, puti, guwapa manunta, pero naligo sa kanal. She was in the gutter, so buling ka siya. Pero bintahan yung mga Amerikana, kabisag mabuling, guwapa magyapo no. O Pilipino to na unggoy na ginang itsura. Kamuritsing. She was filled with dirt. And the preacher said, "That girl is dirty. And she's in front of a store that is selling soap. I think one, ikaw, usa ka sa mga producers of soap." And the soap maker said, "Yes, we sell soap to these stores." And the preacher said, "Why is that girl dirty when soap is now available? She should not be dirty because soap was invented." And the soap maker said, "Oh, I think it's because you can either use it or not. God's righteousness has been revealed. His goodness has been revealed. But there are people who choose to refuse. It is not because preaching is ineffective or a failure, is because unbelievers simply refuse to follow God. They pretend to be good, but deep inside, they are evil. And in the end, it says here, they will gnash their teeth and waste away. I am scared with this term, waste away. A person can accumulate many things in his lifetime and see those things wasting away. And eventually, the longings of the wicked will come to nothing. But God's people, the first generation may be gone. But the second generation, the third and the fourth, you can see how good God is. And in this church, I have seen that. And I am so amazed by how God has made his declaration evident in the lives of his people. So we don't have to worry. Because we do not fear anything, we don't have to worry. We don't have to be stressed. We don't have to be pressured. Di ta kinahanglan mangaway para lang makuha nato ang atong gusto. Usahir ba, mangaway ta kay wa maabot sa ato ang atong gusto. There's no need for that. Just trust the Lord. Before the regional forum, I decided not to go. I told my companions in the church, "I'm not really interested in going. So you can use the budget that was given by the church. Divide it among yourselves." But then on the morning when they left, a blessing arrived. I did not ask for it. It just arrived. And it was good enough for my transportation back and forth, for my food, and even for my accommodation. Although dito namin nakakutha o higdaanan doon sa dapitan, gihurot man ninyo ang mga hotel sa palibot. Imagine more than 600 delegates. They accommodated themselves with the nearest hotel. But we were still able to find an accommodation. And we were able to come home. There's no need to worry. There's no need to be stressed. There's no need to be pressured, because the moment you put your trust and confidence in God, then He will carry you through. Unlike the wicked, they may be prosperous today, but eventually, in the end, they will come to nothing. And so I pray that you would choose to be a man of faith, a woman of faith, and not like the wicked, who would do anything for their interests, but you trust God because He knows and He has something already prepared for you. To God be the glory.